Hi, my name is Heather Wolf. I am a registered dietitian and certified health coach with Live Well, Work Well, Dartmouth Hitchcock's Employee Wellness Program, and we are exploring intuitive eating today. This idea that we use our intuition, this knowledge of what we need to do without being told or without direct evidence. Babies, young kiddos, they are great at this, right? They open their mouths, they cry when they're hungry, they shut their mouths and push away when they're full. This idea of intuitive eating is trending right now. We are seeing that a backlash to diet and culture, no to imposed rules and restrictions, and a curiosity about what if I truly listen to my body. So the term intuitive eating was coined in 1995 by a pair of dietitians who came out with this book, which is being re-released in its fourth edition this June, I believe. The idea goes back farther than that, to the 70s. And fun fact, it has some local roots. The Green Mountain at Fox Run in Ludlow, Vermont is where we say kind of this idea is rooted in thinking about mind-body wellness rather than weight-centric and really listening to our bodies and what they're telling us. Intuitive eating is this interoception, right? So that might be a new word. That is an eighth sense. Did you know you have more than five or six senses? You do. The eighth sense is this interoception, the sense of knowing what is going on inside your body. Okay? So examples would be, I'm feeling hot or cold, itchy, uncomfortable, full, hungry, thirsty, I need to pee. Right? Those are all senses from our inside that our brain is aware of. And so intuitive eating is responding to that. It's honoring our health by listening and responding to these direct messages in order to meet physical and psychological needs. Importantly, intuitive eating is not a diet. There are no rules, there are no restrictions. It is just normal eating. Let's learn more. Intuitive eating is evidence-based. There is a lot of research that supports this as a healthy way of eating and being. It honors the physical and mental well-being, right? Huge mind-body connection. It is weight neutral, right? It says that weight is not a behavior, which really aligns with the health at every size philosophy, right? All bodies deserve respect and should be treated with dignity. Intuitive eating says you are the expert, right? You are listening to internal cues and responding to those. You're not listening to external cues, diet books, rules and restrictions. You are trusting your body. You're distinguishing between physical and emotional, environmental, other cues for eating. Intuitive eating is asks a lot of questions. It's really honest self-reflection. What do I truly want right now? What am I looking for? If I don't love it, I'm not going to eat it. If I love it, I'm really going to enjoy it. Right? There's a lot of freedom in this way of eating, in contrast to dieting, right? So this is really the anti-diet approach, meaning that diets don't work, and in fact, they're harmful. So with intuitive eating, we're asked to reject dieting mentality, throw away the diet books, no more scale, no more calorie counting. Right? It's a very different way of being. So let's look at, well, dieting versus intuitive eating. How are they different? Right? The dieting mindset says, can I have this? The intuitive eating mindset says, do I want this? Diet, how do I look? Intuitive eating, how do I feel? How much food do I get today on a diet versus how much food do I need today? The diet, will this make me skinny? Intuitive eating, will this nourish me? I exercise so I can eat versus I eat so I can exercise. I can eat whatever I want on my cheat day versus I can eat whatever I want every day. Food is my worst enemy and favorite reward versus food is just food. So very much an internal shift that examines our mindset and our motivations behind food-related behaviors. So we're thinking this is an inside job, this work of intuitive eating, and it's about healing or cultivating a healthy relationship with food and mind and body. So with intuitive eating, there are no more cheating, no more forbidden foods, no food police. Food is not a moral issue. Now, fears may be bubbling up, especially people who've been used to kind of dieting culture. Well, if I stop dieting, I'm going to overeat on bad food. Where the reality is that dieting is what triggers overeating. When we put certain foods off limit, that sets us up to really want them and binge on them. The reality is there's no bad foods. When your eating is mindful and balanced, you're doing it intuitively. But it's fear of, I'm going to be out of control. Well, when we make peace with food and we eat to be nourished, there's nothing to control in the first place, right? We're just responding to our body's internal cues. So with intuitive eating, you're listening to your body's needs. This takes practice. Especially if you've been doing the diet thing and listening to diet culture for a long time. But it's worth it. So let's look at some benefits. With intuitive eating, we see evidence of increased self-confidence, self-worth, better body image, quality of life, or said another way, happiness. Body awareness, right? There's that word again, interoception, right, is increased. More joy in eating. More energy, which translates in people who are intuitive eating may move more because, again, they have that better energy and wanting to move their bodies in ways that are enjoyable. Right? And then we see on the other side less anxiety and depression, less food cravings, less disordered eating, less weight cycling. And really important to remember that intuitive eating is not a diet and it's weight neutral. So we really don't talk about weight as a motivator of, well, why should I do intuitive eating? That said, right, a lot of people are curious. They want to do something that relates to their weight. So we see with intuitive eating, general healthier weight over time, right? Less weight cycling, less yo-yoing is better for our bodies. And when you're really in tune with what your needs are and you have less cravings and binges, and that is probably overall going to bring in less calories. If you know I only need 2 or 3 bites of dessert to be satisfied versus eating the whole pan of brownies, right? You're getting more satisfaction with a smaller portion. And we find just better weight maintenance over time. So it's hard to lose weight. It's harder to keep weight off. So intuitive eating, better balance, better maintenance. There are 10 principles that underlie intuitive eating. And I'm just going to give you a brief overview of these. This is meant to just introduce you to the idea and hopefully whet your appetite to go and explore more about the idea. So the first one, reject diet mentality, right? This is throwing away the diet books that are giving false hopes of quick weight loss. And it says, you know, get upset by this culture that doesn't offer you any truths and that can lead you to feel like you're a failure. Let's say no to that. We really have to let it go. If you kind of try to hold on to a little bit of diet mentality or hope, oh, maybe something will come out that will really actually work, we have to let it go really make intuitive eating take root within us. Number two, honor hunger, that biological, physical sense of hunger, and trusting that, right, you can hear that. Three, make peace with food. You're giving yourself unconditional permission to eat, okay? Because we know deprivation leads to cravings, which leads to often binging, which leads to guilt. So we're stopping that. We are making peace and saying nothing is off limits. There's no restriction. Food is food. Four, challenge the food police. So we're asking ourselves, where do our food rules come from? Oh, and we are saying no to these really rigid and restrictive things. Fine to listen to like guidelines, right? Dietary guidelines, listen to our personal preferences, but these unreasonable rules that the diet culture creates are being rejected. Discover the satisfaction factor, right? Eating is supposed to be pleasurable. When you eat what you want in an environment that is inviting, that brings satisfaction. And it only takes just the right amount of that food to feel like I've had enough, right? You're not too much, too little. It's just kind of the right amount. Respecting your fullness, feeling fullness, right? So again, this is listening to your body signals. Sometimes it's pausing partway through eating, checking in with yourself. How's the food tasting? You know, what's my hunger level right now? And part of this is you need to minimize distractions while eating to really tune in that interoception. Like all screens are off, right? We're not multitasking and eating if we're trying to feel our fullness. Seven, cope with your emotions with kindness, right? We are all emotional creatures. So acknowledging that we're going to feel stress and anxiety and loneliness, boredom and anger, but we want to find kind ways to comfort and nurture and distract and resolve the issues. Acknowledging food won't fix feelings, right? It can comfort in the short term, it can distract pain, it can numb you, but it's not going to solve the problem. In fact, it might make you feel worse in the long run to use food for emotional. Eight, respect your body, right? Where this is saying, you know, respect your genetics. Right? You can't change your genetics, just like you can't change your shoe size, right? And we don't think any less or more of a person who has a size 8 shoe versus a 6, or we don't try to squish our size 8 foot into a size 6 shoe, right? We're saying, I respect, you know, the genetics, respecting the body and the idea that all bodies deserve dignity and that we cannot tell health by size or shape. Nine, movement, feeling the difference, getting active, right? And feeling how that makes you feel, shifting the focus to how it feels rather than how many calories I'm burning, right? So it's getting on the elliptical and not choosing fat burn. It's just getting on there and moving in a way that's enjoyable to you. And then 10, honor your health, gentle nutrition. So intuitive idea eating was developed by two dietitians. I'm a dietitian. We do care about nutrition and health, that we believe like all foods can fit. And if you're really listening to your body and what it needs, it is going to crave a lot of really foods that are good for you, that have nutrients in there. And, you know, it honors your health and your taste buds by making you feel good. And, you know, eating, you know, things once in a while, like when we have, you know, those feelings of like, I'm going to enjoy this ice cream cone, you know, with my family, that's not going to derail your health and well-being. It's what you eat consistently over time that matters. And there's some food forgiveness here of saying, you know, this is about a journey and, you know, progress, not perfection, is the motto. So these 10 principles boil down to do two things. All of these 10 things either help us to cultivate body awareness, the interoception, where we're tuning into physical sensations, so the mind and body needs are met. Or they are trying to remove barriers that get in the way of you being in tune with your body. So, right, it's saying no to the rules and beliefs and the thoughts that get in the way, such as that dieting mentality or the food police. All right, so listen to your body. There are some tools that are really helpful with intuitive eating. So within those 10 principles, we talked about honoring your hunger and discovering your, you know, respecting your fullness, you know, eating based on emotions. So a hunger scale, it can be a useful tool to help you tease out, am I actually hungry right now? When should I stop eating? Should I eat at all? Is this more of an emotional thing versus a physiological thing? So there are many different hunger scales out there that can be used to help kind of tune back in if you're feeling out of touch with that hunger and fullness feeling. So my top three takeaways for you with thinking about intuitive eating is, you know, asking those questions, becoming curious of like, am I hungry? Right? What is that interoception? More awareness, internal cues guiding you, and letting go of the external cues that try to tell us what we need rather than listening from the inside. Two, how you eat is as important as what you eat. So, you know, eating that is mindful, eating that is joyful, eating that kind of respects yourself, what you need in that moment. And the third, it's about a healthy relationship with food, mind, and body. It is not about weight. Right, so it's reframing, it's shifting the conversation in a healthier, more sustainable, nourishing way. So I hope that I have intrigued you to learn more, and there are many resources available out there. The Intuitive Eating Gals, Evelyn Triboli and Eliza Reich, have a website that you can go and explore more. They have books and self-help workbooks, lots of articles that you can explore this philosophy more. Health at Every Size by Linda Bacon, that's another resource that very closely aligns with intuitive eating, so you can kind of explore that as well. Which would support it. Ellen Satter has some eating competency. She's another dietitian. And again, to think about, how we eat matters. And, Dr. Susan Albers does a lot with mindful eating. And we said, you know, mindful eating is really a useful tool to cultivate awareness that can complement the, intuitive eating. So with that all said, know that Live Well, Work Well is here as a supportive resource as well. And we have health coaches and EAP counselors available who are knowledgeable and can help you as well as you're thinking about intuitive eating. Okay. So thank you for joining me today and hope you enjoyed the presentation and be nourished.